Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome.
101.5 FM, 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas, Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is how you could weigh in on the conversation. Bad news, horrible news, and it's always sad when one of our beloved patriots goes home to heaven, and that is exactly what happened with Herman Cain. If you haven't heard already, Herman Cain died after battling complications with coronavirus. And we're going to talk a little bit about this because I am just disheartened by the evil of the left because they're enjoying it. Many. I've read the social media posts and I've read some in my own posts that I put on Facebook. I have a rather large platform. So, you know, you get 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 comments. It's hard to read them all, but some of them do stand out to you. And you have people laughing and thinking it was great. It's his fault, et cetera, because there's some real evil sick sons of guns out there. I mean, there's just, they are. You can't deny that there's some sick sons of guns. You know, what's funny, people are screaming about the witch doctor and the viral video, Dr. Emanuel. We'll talk about that again here in a few minutes, with her, some of her beliefs. But, you know, those are her beliefs, but some people are really that evil, demonic. They have no God. They have no decency. They have no morality, etc. And that's sad. Herman Cain, I didn't know him personally. I met him a handful of times. Nice guy, very much a gentleman. Met him when we both spoke at the Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, of course, here up at the Paris, and I think it was last year maybe. And met him also, the team and I, during the last presidential election, and I don't remember if it was at the Republican debate at the Venetian, or if in fact it was at the debate with Hillary and Hillary and Donald Trump at UNLV. But in any event, very nice man, you know, Godfather pizza executive. Here's a guy that displayed really the American dream, black American, conservative, educated, ran for the presidency. People liked Herman Cain. They just did. And, you know, already the left is just flipping out based on the coronavirus issue. And instead of the left trying to show the same decency to Herman Cain as they're showing to John Lewis, you know, all I can say is, what do you expect from useful idiots? I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's disgusting to see it. I mean, it just is. You know, what's even more disgusting is liberals out there saying that, Donald Trump killed him. That, you know, Donald Trump killed Herman Cain, blaming Trump for Herman Cain's death. And really, the left wastes no time in politicizing things. It's just disappointing. But again, this is the place we're at in 2020 in the 21st century. And this is where we're at with many of the lefty socialist lunatics, useful idiots, as I like to call them. But very disappointing. You know, Herman Cain, 74 years old. Had complications to coronavirus. He did get COVID. I know he had suffered bouts with cancer, so his immune system obviously very compromised. And you know, being sick with COVID-19 does affect older people. Well, he's 74, affects people with compromised immune systems. Well, you know, cancer or recovering from cancer or being in remission still has your immune system at a certain level. And it's just is what it is. And, you know, to hear that, well, he should have never went to the Trump rally, and he got COVID-19 at the Trump rally. You don't know if he got COVID-19 at the Trump rally or not. He had been all over the place. Could have been. I mean, it's the same thing saying that someone got, you know, COVID-19 at a Black Lives Matter riot. And so, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. with this virus. You just don't know where you're going to get it. I mean, my God, you can be picking up groceries from your local Smith's and not talk to anybody, have a mask, have a hazmat suit, for God's sake, on, and you just don't know. So sad news, but we do send our condolences over to the Kane family. And, you know, it's definitely a loss. 74, you know, it's still young, really, when you think of it. My mom's going to be 76. And so even though, you know, life has been led, I mean, 74, I mean, look, come on, look, I want to be around till I'm 95. I mean, who doesn't? Especially if you're in good health. So, you know, again, our thoughts, prayers, condolences over to Herman Cain's family. And obviously the man was a believer. And right now he is tiptoeing on the streets of gold in heaven. Yes, because there is a heaven, you useful idiots. There is. There's a heaven. And Herman was a believer in Jesus Christ, so obviously that's where he's at. Now, some will try to say, Steve, stop with your fairy tales, just like they're saying regarding, you know, Dr. Emanuel. And, you know, yesterday we spoke at length regarding Dr. Emanuel and her treating 350 COVID patients successfully with hydroxychloroquine. But, you know, as the days continue to unfold, you know, the left has nothing better to do than try to get information to continue to, well, make this woman be out to a lunatic. And you can call her that if you want. I mean, her belief systems, as I talked about yesterday, you know, regarding reptilians and demon sperm and aliens, you know, a hell of a lot of people share those views. Again, let me remind you, 90 million Americans, according to The Atlantic, believe in aliens. 66 million believe aliens landed in Roswell during that crash in 1948. And 12 million believe that reptilians walk among us. So that's a hell of a lot of people. So, you know, Dr. Emanuel's not alone. There's a lot of people that believe that. I don't believe it. That's not my cup of tea. But again, I will say this. Should we dismiss her experience with COVID-19 and treating it based on those belief systems? And of course, we had that good debate yesterday. We had a lot of people call in and give their two cents. So today, as I go through mounds of material that's put upon my desk, I know that many out there are saying, you know, it gets worse with Dr. Emanuel because she believes in demons. She believes in demons and she believes in the demonic and she believes in deliverance and exorcism because she's also a deliverance minister. She's a Christian. So I didn't think that, you know, there was a problem. Someone being a doctor who's licensed to practice medicine and then on their private time, they are a minister or a pastor or involved in some type of ministry. It's no different than being involved in some type of charity. It's no different in being involved in anything else out there in the community that you want to be involved in. But apparently that's where she spent her time, how she handled her time. And some are saying out there, oh my God, it gets worse with her because my God, she believes in demons and she believes in the demonic. Well, let me help the useful idiots out there. Because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to rewind the misinformation you hear pretty much all day long. That's why you like to tune in here. That's why we're the number one show in Las Vegas on our time slot, is because you really want to hear the truth. And you know I'm unbiased. I'll throw everybody under the bus that deserves to go under the bus. So let me help some out there that need some help. She believes in exorcism. So does the Catholic Church. So does the Lutheran Church. So does the Episcopalians. So does the Presbyterians. So do the Methodists. So do the non-denominationals. So do the Baptists. Should I go on in terms of Christian denominations that in fact believe in exorcism? Catholics predominantly, but in the Protestant movement, because a lot of people aren't versed to talk about this. They like to throw things out there and they think they read a piece of paper and they're smart. But I'll tell you this, you know, I've literally lived my life in ministry for many, many years, my wife and I. So let me tell you something. There's the Protestant movement that protested the Catholic movement, which broke off to the Lutheran movement, to the Baptist, to the Methodist, to the Wesleyan movement, to Calvinist, to non-denominational. There's so many different denominations out there, but they're all called Protestant. Why? Because Martin Luther protested the Catholic Church. So let me just give some theology lessons out there to some useful idiots that absolutely need theology lessons. With that said, I have no problem with Dr. Emanuel believing in the demonic. You know why? Because it exists. There's a real devil. And for some people out there that don't, trust me, when they die, they'll find out very quickly when the devil's poking their ass with a picket, with a pitchfork, they're going to know it's true. It's just real simple. But let me tell you what the country believes, because that's what's important, because everybody likes studies and statistics and polls. They just don't want one man's opinion. So let me help you with this. Let me help you with this, okay? 57% of Americans believe there's a devil. 28% do not. And 15% just don't know. Let me continue on. 51% of Americans believe that someone can be possessed by the devil or some other evil spirit. 28% say no. And 20% say, I just don't know. Some churches have ceremonies called exorcisms, as I said. In the Protestant movement, it's called deliverance ministry, where you deliver a demon out of someone. I can tell you guys stories that I've seen here, and I don't care what people believe, because be careful. The Bible's very clear. You make fun of people or prophets or prophetic people of God, God is not to be mocked. Trust me, it'll come back on you 1,000 times over. Be very, very careful when you mock the people of God. Be very, very careful. I've seen it my whole life. I'm 51 years old, and I've seen things in the church, and I've seen deliverance stuff that most people won't believe. You'll believe that there's little aliens called graylings, but you won't believe there's a God that will actually deliver the devil out of you. But let me tell you that 46% of Americans believe in the power of exorcism. 19% don't, and 36% just don't know. So here's the moral of the story. So what if Dr. Emmanuel believes in demonic deliverance? Because more than half of America does as well. And guess what, useful idiots? The more than half of America are your teachers, lawyers, doctors, dentists, politicians, business people, firefighters, police officers. Should I go on? Of course I will. But now break is here, so we got to go there. Let me open up the phone lines. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. 702-257-5396. Friends, do you believe in the demonic? Do you believe in exorcism? And is it okay that Dr. Emmanuel does? Should that dismiss her success treating 350 patients with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc? This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez, Thursday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us, just jumped in the car, just flipped on Alexa and say play KDWN, or on your mobile device, we welcome you. I want to catch you up and bring you up to speed. We're talking again about Dr. Emmanuel, and I have to do this because there's useful idiots out there that literally try to slam her for her beliefs and try to make that a factor regarding her successfully treating COVID patients, 350 of them, with hydroxychloroquine, with zinc, and with Z-Pak. Now, yesterday, we spoke about her belief system in aliens. You know, she has a belief system in aliens and demon sperm and, you know, and abduction and all kinds of stuff that I don't believe. I don't agree. I don't believe in aliens. Graylings, as some people call them. There's a whole reason. I could do a whole show on that, but I'm not going to do that tonight. So I went on yesterday to help inform you, which you look forward to me doing every night, regarding that 90 million Americans, this was done by The Atlantic, trusted source, 90 million Americans believe in aliens. 66 million Americans believe that aliens crashed in Roswell in 1948. And further, 12 million, and this is the weird one, 12 million Americans walking on the earth right now believe that there are reptilians walking amongst us. Many in our government. Well, if you look at Nancy Pelosi, I guess I'd have to concur with that one. So I tried to show yesterday that almost 100 million Americans, a third, believe in the very existence of aliens. I'm not one of them. But Dr. Emanuel is. But again, should that dismiss her successes with COVID? Of course not. Because if there's 100 million Americans that believe in aliens, they're your doctors, your lawyers, your business people, etc., as I went on. So today, I'm hearing a lot of people out there in radio and in cable news specifically talk about Dr. Emanuel's belief system regarding the demonic, the devil, exorcism. And as I read to you, which is extremely important, should this sway you from believing her as a frontline doctor? Of course not. Why? Because again, I'm going to give you more statistics, which we're about. 57% of Americans believe that there's a devil. 28% don't, but 57% do. 51% believe someone can be possessed by the devil or some evil spirit. 46% of Americans believe in something called exorcism or deliverance ministry, which drives the devil or evil spirits out of a person. Exorcism is typically within the Catholic Church. The deliverance of demons is typically in the Protestant Church. That's a hell of a lot of Americans walking on this earth, in this country, that believe in the demonic. And again, many of them are judges, they're lawyers, they're business people, they're politicians, they're astronauts, they're teachers, they're firefighters, they're cops. Do we dismiss their jobs because that's their private belief? Of course not. And there is a devil, there is the demonic. So useful idiots out there trying to discriminate and make fun of this woman and others out there that believe in this, you're just a useful idiot. Now we go to our busy calls. Paul, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Listen, I'm good, thank you.
There are times when it's better to scratch your left ear by taking your right hand, putting it over your head, and scratching your left ear. What I'm trying to say is that there are so many more doctors out there who have used the same thing that she did and cumulatively have come up with a whole lot more than 350 success stories.
Exactly.
Okay? Maybe instead of bringing her name up and again and again and again and cementing it in everybody's mind, how about talking about the other doctors who nobody has a problem with?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because Yale also did a study. And if we can't trust Yale and we can't trust, well, the head of epidemiology, Professor Dr. Harvey Reich, who said hydroxychloroquine is highly effective when it's given in combination with Z-Pak and zinc. And I spoke yesterday about the Henry Ford Medical Clinic, world-renowned, concurring, double-blinded studies, 2,500 people. Oh, so there's a hell of a lot of people, Paul. Absolutely. And Yale, I mean, Yale was supposed to be all admiring Yale, has said the same thing. Oh, there's study after study after study. The reason I bring up Dr. Emanuel is because I don't like hypocrisy, and I don't like you singling out someone for a private belief that sometimes goes public, yes, but it shouldn't dismiss the validity of what she's doing as a doctor. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Give us a call. Weigh in on the conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. Newsmax TV. I like Newsmax. Donald Trump likes Newsmax, and most conservatives are now finding Newsmax. But you know what? If you haven't watched Newsmax TV yet, I want to talk to you about an offer that's for free that I want to bless you with. Because there's a book out there that Trump says is, well, the biggest book and of the Trump-Biden election. And it is. I've read it. The book is called Blitz by David Horowitz. And I will tell you this, okay? The book Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, in my mind, in my opinion, is going to fundamentally change how people look at this election and the tools that are necessary to make sure Donald Trump's reelected. Now, despite the media blackout, and there's a blackout because David Horowitz is a true conservative, even despite that, Blitz is already 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list and number one on Amazon. And it shouldn't surprise you that the big media, they're afraid of Blitz. Now, what I'd like you to do is check it out for yourself. Don't listen to what Don Trump Jr. says. You know, he says Blitz is the playbook for victory. You know, Mike Huckabee says that if everybody read Blitz, Trump would win in a landslide. Let's forget that for a moment. Let's rely on our own gut. So take advantage of Newsmax's free offer and get Blitz for free. You'll save the $28. It's simple. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX, or you can go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. Make sure you tune into Newsmax TV. They are America's fastest growing cable news network. I'll tell you, when you see Newsmax, it'll remind you what Fox News used to be way back in the day when they started out, and that's unapologetically conservative. If you're just joining us, we've got a lot of calls on hold, and we've got a lot more to talk about. 702-257-5396. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Dr. Emanuel, of course. Again, people out there are attacking her other viewpoints regarding the demonic, regarding, you know, demons and deliverance and exorcism, which, again, more than half of America believe in, as I said. Again, does this dismiss who she is, what she's done, and the success rates? No, of course not. But if you don't want to look at Dr. Emanuel as a model, that's fine. Why not look at Yale? Yale has done studies. And in fact, Professor Dr. Harvey Reich, who is the head of epidemiology at Yale, has also concurred that hydroxychloroquine is highly effective, especially when given in combination with Z-Pak and the supplement zinc. There are study after study after study. Now, is it a cure? I can't say it's a cure. But what I can tell you is this. If you're on the early stages, why wouldn't you want to use it? It's been around for 70 years. Now, I know someone like Dr. Fauci, who now is promoting goggles, okay? Not enough just for a face mask. Now Dr. Fauci is promoting goggles. You know, he goes on to say that the frontline doctors are a bunch of people spouting something that isn't true. Because, you know, he's in the back pocket of Big Pharma and Bill Gates. So he goes on to say that it's just not true. Even though he's not in the field, he's not a frontliner. I can't take away from his experience. I can't take away from who he is. I get it. Great. But you know what? I've always been told in business, you can't rely on your past laurels. So maybe he did some great things during the AIDS epidemic. I concur. But you know what? If you're going to be successful in business, you can't always be willing and ready to talk about war stories that happened 20 years ago. You have to be willing to talk about what you did yesterday, what you're doing today, and in fact, what you're going to do tomorrow. Those are the true successful business people or successful people in anything in general. But Dr. Fauci, you know, he's saying, hey, look, I need to warn you because goggles are probably going to be what's necessary. We're going to need some eye protection, okay? You know, we're going to be in for the worst flu season ever. So we want you to wear a mask, but now we want you to wear goggles and look like a complete lunatic. Now, that's what he's wanting. I mean, isn't it something that when you go spray paint, let me put it to you this way. Have you ever had your car worked on in an auto body shop and they're repairing the fender, or you're just having a custom car? I'm a classic car guy, you know, and having your 1957 Oldsmobile 88 redone, reupholstered with some tuck and roll, and you're having the car sprayed. You know, when the guys are inside the booth spraying it, they're not wearing paper masks. They're wearing freaking hazmat suits and respirator type masks. Why? So they don't breathe in toxics that can kill them. So if this is that bad, are we going to now be issued standardized government-issued hazmask suits. I mean, okay, the mask, now we're going to be goggles. Now we're going to be walking around looking like fools. Okay, you can't come into Smith's until you have your mask and your goggles. But, you know, he's floating the idea about goggles. I mean, what the hell? He is the rock star of this generation, Dr. Fauci. Can't throw a ball worth a damn, but he is the rock star of this generation. And Dr. Birx, oh, you can't forget the scarf. The scarf hasn't gone very far. The scarf is now out saying that, you know, Americans just need to accept the new normal. I refuse to accept the new normal. What I will accept is that we've had a virus that was perpetrated by China, and I believe purposely. People have gotten sick. People have died. There are treatments we could be using and we're not. We've been lied to. Numbers have been inflated. And it is not the new normal. It is a challenge that we're facing as a country like other challenges we faced in the past. It doesn't diminish or dismiss people getting sick or dying. I would never, ever in a million years dismiss any of that because I've been careful because I have a mom that lives in our guest house who's going to be 76 years old. So we are very careful and cautious. But there comes a time when you look at being careful and cautious with some complete freaking lunacy that's going on, especially these mask Nazis. Oh, there's some mask Nazis out there that are flipping out, becoming unhinged on you if they see you not wearing a mask. And there was one, well, there's more than one, but there was one that caught my attention yesterday. And I didn't get a chance to share it, but she's in a grocery store. And, you know, she's probably in her 50s. And she has nothing better to do than to go pick on a woman with a couple little kids. I wish you could see through radio because you would see what kind of a lunatic she really is. You'll see the poor little 3-year-old, 4-year-old girl looking up at her like, my God, you look like, you know, the witch from Wizard of Oz. But I want you to hear the clip. Really listen to the clip and hear what she says because she's become unhinged because she's scared to death. She's a lunatic. Sean, if we can run that.
You're not supposed to wear them.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Even the school requires children under the age of 10 not to wear them. So why would I make them wear them? Why?
It's being ridiculous. Y'all still.
You're so ridiculous.
All die.
You take care of yourself. Fine.
You're
going to
kill me.
That's such a great thing to say to someone.
But I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, good for you,
Bob. Yeah, you heard that old battle axe. She basically told the woman and the two little kids looking straight at them and the child looking at her. You'll see the video. I hope you all die. Who in their right mind tells that to a little kid? I hope you all die. She didn't say, I hope you die. She said, I hope all you die. Because the useful idiots out there will try to say something different based on what I said. But she said, I hope you all die. Have we not become unhinged? These freaking mask Nazis? I mean, my God, my God. Is that not crazy? That's crazy. It even gets crazier. Because today, a Florida man, okay, became unhinged. He goes into a Miami Beach hotel after he saw a mother and son not social distancing. He goes in and he starts freaking shooting. Thank God no one was injured. What a lunatic. And you tell me there's not demons? You tell me there's not a demonic? I'll tell you one thing right now. What this coronavirus has done has brought out the oppression of the demonic in many unhinged loony toony people. Because if you think that going into a Miami Beach hotel and opening fire because a mom and a son were not social distancing, that you're somehow taking care of America, you deserve the electric chair. It's real simple. This is what we've created. We've created a culture of monsters. And now I'm going to go back to our busy calls. Bud, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
All right, listen, I don't care if she worships a head of lettuce. She's a doctor doing great work, and she should be lauded for that. She shouldn't be whatever canceled or whatever the hell that thing is that they do online.
Mm-hmm.
And having that video taken off was basically, a violation of freedom of speech.
Absolutely. And that, you know what, Bud? I'm glad you said that, because the video being taken off and censored should prove to people with common sense that something that she said, that they all said, has hit such a nerve somewhere that they don't want the public to see it.
They don't want anything that works, because that would not be good for them in November. So,
exactly.
And anyway, and then Dr. Fauci, okay? Does he not know that there are other epidemiologists in the world?
Oh, no, he's the only one. He believes he's the only one. I mean, my God, he's got a baseball card now of himself. He believes he's the only one.
There are people, there are all kinds of well-respected. There's a guy in France who did the first study of hydroxychloroquine, which was months ago, and proved that the thing works very well. But the studies that they do here, they never use the right dosage and stuff like that when they did their tests. So it never worked.
No, you know, Bud, and I'll tell you, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of studies out there. I just shared one regarding Yale, the head of epidemiology there. There's studies out there. Henry Ford Medical Clinic. There are studies out there that concur. Now, I'm not saying that hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak and zinc are a cure for every single bit of coronavirus. No, of course not. What I'm saying is, why dismiss stuff that is working from frontline doctors? Why not give that more readily? Why not provide some hope to people so they're not scared to death? That's what I'm saying. And anybody, and I mean anybody, that has a problem with that, you better go get your oil changed. You ain't right. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. 702-257-5396. Let's take a quick break, come back, and right back to the calls we go. Don't go away. You're never taking advice from a fool. Not when you're hanging out with me every single night. Glad that you're with me. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Wow, this first hour has flown by. Let's get right back to our busy call lines, and let's jump over to line four. Marcus, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Back. Sack.
Hello.
Back. Sack.
That's funny. That makes me laugh. Something was happening there. I don't know if I caught him on the toilet, because it sounded like he had a bad stomach. Like, you know, he was trying to push one out. So, you know, sorry if I disturbed your toilet time. All right, let's get right back. Speaking of toilet time, let's get Carl on the line. Carl, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm teasing you.
I know.
You know I like you. You know I really like you, right? You know I like you. I do, because I'll tell you this, if you needed help and you were in my neighborhood and you needed a cup of water, I'd give it to you. I might give you hot water, I wouldn't give you cold.
I'd rather have a check than a cup of water. Anyway,
go ahead.
Listen, you've mentioned two or three times that Dr. Emanuel cured 350 people. Where did you hear this? Who told you that? She did? No, that was investigated, and it wasn't true. She said so many things you can't believe, wacky, crazy things, but because she said she cured 350 cases, you believe that?
Well, sure, why not?
But there's no proof of it, no evidence of it.
Yeah, but you said you cured a lot of people as a psychologist, but there's no proof and evidence of it. So am I supposed to take your word or not?
No. What I'm trying to say is...
I know, but you didn't answer that question. You were in the medical establishment. You're a psychologist, I believe, and you treated a lot of people. How am I supposed to know, and how is the public supposed to know that they're better? Because we take your word, or we... I mean,
well,
I'm confused.
Basically, I'd be out of business if I didn't help anybody.
Well, she'd be out of business if she didn't help anybody.
Well, she is. She's almost...
No, she's not.
She's, I told you she's
no, you made, before you make yourself sound silly like last night, someone called in that's in the medical field and said hospitals are accredited. She's not. So how is she going to lose an accreditation?
No,
she's not a hospital.
They will not allow her in any government through Texas. The medical board will not allow her to practice. She has a little room in a shopping mall. And
okay.
She, patients came in there, and she said a lot of them were dying. They would have been in a hospital. She cured all of them. Everybody.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in naturopathic medicine?
Mildly.
Okay, and I appreciate your call. So,
let me say
end of the day, there are people that practice naturopathic. I know one of them, Dr. Sam Walters, Scottsdale, world renowned, helping people with treatments and alternatives and IVs and vitamin flushes. And there's just a lot of things that go on. A lot of people turn to naturopathic. I mean, look, let's just look for an example. Marijuana. I've always been an advocate of marijuana, medical and, CBD. Always have. And there are elements of THC for chemotherapy and things that help, but CBD has been known to help chronic illness, chronic pain, depression, anxiety. There's a lot of areas that, CBD and medical marijuana in general, which leads me to my sponsors of this next segment, Veterans Vitality, who are birthed in Las Vegas, veterans, which means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you, but they offer CBD products to the world that are 100% CBD, no THC. And there are science, there's study after study that shows the amazing effects of CBD. So just because it doesn't fit within a narrative that we've been brainwashed to believe doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just doesn't. So it's about time we get our head out of the FDA's asses and actually start looking at things that work. And if something works, shouldn't you have the right to do it and use it? I mean, I guess maybe that's a little bit of the libertarian in me. But Veterans Vitality, friends, look, I kid you not, I take CBD products. They work. I get chronic pain. I was in a car accident. My neck. You know that. I've said this many a times. I want you to try CBD for free. Absolutely free. No strings attached. I just want you to go visit SanchezFreeCBD.com. That's SanchezFreeCBD.com. You'll see a menu of stuff that I take. Anything you get, you'll get for 30 days free. We'll even send you Veller Balm that I love for free. What do you have to lose except chronic pain? SanchezFreeCBD.com. They are the sponsors of this half hour. That's Veterans Vitality. Veto. Top of the hour news is next. Hour number two is on its way. Don't go away.